Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Got such a great amount of feedback from our conversation on Monday with Nighthawks GM Dan Carey. We thought we'd talk a little bit more lacrosse this afternoon in the sports bar. We welcome in for the first time Nighthawks defenseman Dan Coates, fresh off of a win to start the season in Georgia. Dan, welcome into the sports bar. Give us your take on that opening game down south.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. Yeah, we're certainly excited to start a new season. It was a big win for us. I think, after last year, it was a tough ending, right? Going only 4 wins for the season, but it was a big win. I think a lot of people have wrote us off, and certainly we're excited about this new challenge for us this year.
Yeah, coming over to Rochester, what drew you to this opportunity, Dan?
It was the people. I was familiar with Dan Carey. I worked with him in Colorado. Head coach Mike Hazen, I had the opportunity to work with him in for Team Canada. And I think it was the people and surrounding myself with them. And I knew that over time we're going to keep adding pieces to this puzzle. I think, the fact that Rochester is close to my hometown, St. Catharines, Ontario, was a big draw. But I'm happy where I am. I call Rochester home now.
Dan, you mentioned some names that you've associated yourself with, whether it be the GM or the head coach. You surround yourself with these types, and you look forward towards your future here. What would you see? Could you see yourself in the future, maybe perhaps someday being a head coach? And if so, what level?
Yeah, I think so. I think in my heart, I think once the game is done, I would like to give back, certainly coaching. I've been fortunate enough to coach at the youth level, at the junior and high school level. I've had a little bit of taste coaching at the college level. So whether it's a college or pro, I think that's ultimately my goal. But I still think I have some gas left in the tank to play. And that's kind of my focus right now.
Yeah, you spent some time at Canisius, your alma mater there, as a volunteer assistant. What did they have you doing? Was that recruiting? Did they have you actually doing X's and O's? What was that experience like for you, Dan?
A little bit of everything. I didn't know what that would entail. I had Mark Miasha was the head coach there, so I kind of learned from under him. But it was a little bit of recruiting. It was a lot of X's and O's. I kind of helped out with the defensive core. But, it was a great experience. And then March of 2020 happened, and everything kind of shut down. So I stepped back, and I'm like, hey, listen, like, I still have some playing left of me, and that's been my main focus.
Dan, you mentioned March of 2020. I mean, we all went through it. We all lived through it. But I imagine if you're in the world of professional sports, it had to have been just weird, eerie kind of thing to go through. I mean, tell us a little bit about how you spent that time during the pandemic and how it affected the game, how it affected your life personally.
Well, like you look at it like, okay, I'm in a tough situation, but when you look at the grand scheme of things, there was people in like dire need, and you're like, okay, listen, like I'm pretty fortunate enough right now that I still have my health. For me, it was just keeping busy. I was kind of picking up some part-time jobs. I was living in the Buffalo area at the time, and honestly, just trying to keep busy, and slowly but surely, lacrosse slowly came back. I was fortunate enough to play a little bit in the PLL. It was certainly a tough time mentally, more than anything, not seeing the family. I wasn't able to see my family for basically almost a year and a half. So once that border finally opened back up, I was pretty excited to see them.
Jeez, things we don't think about. Dan Coates, defenseman, Rochester Nighthawks, looking to go 2-0 on the season, home opener against Toronto coming up on Saturday night. Dan, you were first-round pick by Colorado. You got to go back to 2011. I'm sure you had a lot of great memories, a lot of great teams, a lot of wins. What is your level of disappointment, if anything, that that you didn't end up finishing your career there, going from start to finish?
Well, it was certainly some of the best times of my life. You know, that team and city really kind of raised my myself in my young adulthood. So it was a great experience for me. That was my first time really being away. And I was there for 9 years. I had some of the best times of my life. The relationships I've built over that time, I wouldn't change for anything. Yeah, it sucks. Like, and you know what? That was the team that won last year. And I was happy for those guys, a lot of those guys I got to play with. And, you know, it stings, you know. I'd be lying to say if it didn't hurt to kind of see them win in, but it is what it is. That's this game. It's the nature of the beast, and I'm happy where I am in Rochester, and I want to do the same thing. I'm here to win.
Dan, you mentioned that you had that relationship with GM Dan Carey, who also came over from Colorado. How much of a factor was it there to come to Rochester, knowing that you had worked with Dan in the past?
That was a big reason. I think I was there a couple of years before Dan came on, and eventually he ended up being our GM, and it seemed just to kind of click for the two of us. I think we saw the game in the same way, and I think we kind of had the same work habits. So, you know, he's a great family man. I admire him for who he is and his family. So it was a big draw, and I know that he's going to surround him. He surrounds himself with good people, and he's added some nice pieces over the years. And, yeah, I'm just excited to be a part of this Nighthawk family.
Yeah, Dan, while you were in Colorado, I mean, you saw Rochester win championships in box lacrosse. Now, I mean, of course, it's not the same franchise, but it's the same town, a lot of the same fans. And here comes the loaded question, right? How close is the current franchise, your team, to making some noise this spring?
Well, it's a new year, right? And I think, you know, last year was tough. You know, everything that seemed to go wrong went wrong, from injuries to COVID and, you know, our starting goaltender getting hurt. It was tough. So I think this year it's a great opportunity for us. We've added some key pieces in Connor Fields, a healthy Ryan Hartley, you know, some depth players. We're just excited. I don't like to get, like, my personal self, I don't like to look too far ahead. To me, the next game's the most important, and we just kind of see how things work. I know for one thing is that we're going to be one of the hardest working teams on the floor. I'm excited for kind of what the coaching staff has done and how they prepared us this far, and it's on us as players to be ready to go on game day.
Nighthawks defenseman Dan Coates joining us here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Rochester home opener happening Saturday night against Toronto. So you spent all those years in Colorado, Dan. We know that you have, as you mentioned, St. Catharines, your hometown, just north of the border here. While you were in Denver, you didn't become a Broncos fan while you were there, did you?
No. Always Bills.
That's what we like to hear. Did you get to many games? Did you go to many games growing up?
Yeah, and when I was in Canisius, kind of tickets kind of always fell into your lap last second. It's not that easy anymore, especially with a quarterback like Josh Allen. So, I was fortunate enough there. And then when I was out in Denver, I caught quite a few games there as well, which was a pretty cool stadium. Definitely a Bills fan.
Well, Dan, we're looking forward to seeing your team. We're excited about the season. Thanks so much for giving us a few minutes here today. Good luck.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. There he is, Dan Coates, Nighthawks defenseman. You can cheer him and the rest of the Rochester Nighthawks on Saturday night at Blue Cross Arena as Toronto comes in for the season home opener.
Yeah, I'm hoping they get a good crowd. Like Saturday night, okay, sure, you might want to break from holiday shopping and whatnot, but as far as competition television-wise, like, wait a second, Danger, the reality...
Yeah.
There's no college football starting to slow on down. Saturday. No.
Starting to slow down.
No.
The holiday season.
They already named me, but there's no college football. football. Why can't they make a bowl game that night?
The roller coaster ride that is football season.
No.
You hit the holiday season, and you could see the ending. You could see the light at the end of the tunnel. And it's always a bittersweet time.
That's why people from the outside like, why do you need so many bowl games? Nobody cares about the meaningless bad boy, more boy. You know why? Because we don't want it to go.
We don't want it to go.
It's like the last day of vacation. Like, oh, let me just soak all this.
And this will be our first bowl season with legalized sports wagering. I know that hasn't deterred many people in the past.
That's right.
But this will be our first full bowl season with legalized sports wagering here in the great state of New York.
All right. So, like, I see what we're going to be talking about next week, because the first bowl game's danger. We're 8 days away.
All right. We'll be ready for that. Speaking of legalized sports wagering, hey, it was bound to happen. I went 6-0 Monday, 500 last night, 3-3 with my Danger Zone six pack of picks. We have I'll Drink to That coming up next, and I'll give you another six pack of best bets for tonight's action in the NBA, NHL, and college basketball.
I thought of you last night because while I was going to go see my guy, Nick and Matt Hatters, I'm driving out and I'm hearing BetMGM, and they were all like, no, Anthony Davis is going off the floor. No, no. Turns out he's not injured, just had the
bug.
Flu.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was certainly a factor as to why the Lakers.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
AD.
Yeah, you might want to let people know that you were under the weather going into that. Seth Wickersham is great. He just gets stories and gets people to talk. He got Andrew Luck to talk.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck really hasn't given you detail. Now, preface this by saying there's nothing earth-shattering here, but Luck did say one thing I think is interesting, and I think he's actually wrong here. Also, talk about something wrong. NFL schedule. How did we arrive on this? There is something terribly wrong with the NFL schedule if we're still talking about this in December.
Yeah, and a real weird glitch that has one team specifically, like, you look at their schedule, like, how could that be? Yeah, we'll get into that. I also have a non-sports take today. Something I noticed this morning, a misdirected message of awareness. My friend Ferris calls it hashtag awareness because, you know, how aware do we need to be as a society? Because I feel like there's everywhere you look, there's a message of awareness. This one felt a little misdirected. I'm going to call it out. I'll explain. That's coming up next. I'll Drink to That. Some takes on tap in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester. It's me, Mike Danger, for FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 95.7 The Fan. Thursday night football tomorrow night. You can start the NFL and week 14 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or if you already have an account. You're going to get free bets back if your Thursday night same game parlay doesn't hit. An NFL same game parlay is the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Now, I've seen reports that Baker Mayfield could see some action tomorrow night. I'm not going to put anything on that. However, you could find plenty of props in the game tomorrow night that you like. Maybe you like Derek Carr to go over his passing yards prop, or Josh Jacobs to score an anytime touchdown. Build your own same game parlay, or choose from one of the popular same game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no sweat same game parlay. Just sign up with promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, if you don't already have an account. If you already have FanDuel, you're all set. Just sign in and see what you've got. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 plus and physically present in New York, 3 plus legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. AUDACY. Odyssey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.